Put new dolls when you're walking the scene. Finest dolls you've ever seen. Bigger news now when you sing. D-U-Z does everything.
The New Does brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips. Willie.
Hmm? Yes, Papa.
You are tired tonight?
No. No, not especially.
Then why don't you do what Bertha asked you?
Well, by the time she and Trudy get through with the dishes...
Oh, that don't take long. Do you know that?
Well, I just don't feel like going over and visiting with her mother and dad.
You ain't been there for a long time.
Well, Bert knows how I feel about her folks.
That ain't right, Willie. No matter how you feel about them, you've got to remember it's Bertha's mama and papa. Well, Willie?
I just don't feel like going out tonight, Papa.
You are worried about something, mister. Maybe the house you bought?
That and a few other things.
Is it too late to say you changed your mind?
I'm afraid it is. Yeah. What's done is done. I don't suppose there's any use worrying about it, is there?
The worrying should come before and not after. What about the other things? Business, maybe?
No. I shouldn't really bother you with it, Pop, only... Well, you know how I feel about Maida.
Yeah, I know.
She's all mixed up somehow, Papa. Either that or...
What's gone wrong between Maida and her husband?
What's ever been right between them? That would be more like it, wouldn't it?
Well, you can't live Maida's life for her. Nobody can live anyone else's life. Enough we got to live our own.
I know that, but Maida's been doing some awfully crazy things lately. Well, she's not herself, Papa.
You've said it once before, really. But I don't think like you do.
Well, she's been here. You've seen her. She's not the old Maida.
That's right. Maybe what we are seeing now is the real Maida.
Well, I don't think you're right about that, Papa.
Ain't I talked with her? Don't I know how she feels about her little boy? Like a real mother. Like her own mama was with her children.
Yeah, but from some of the things Ted has told me...
Ah, so that's it. What did he tell you?
Papa, I've been keeping this thing bottled up inside of me so long, I just feel I've got to tell you about it. I didn't want to say anything to you, but I don't know who else to talk to. I wouldn't think of talking it over with Bert.
I'll get it, Bill.
Okay, Bert. It was only a few days ago, Papa. I was in Ted's office.
Yeah?
Mrs. Dollar speaking. Oh, yes. Yes, Mrs. Chambers. What? Yes? Yes? Why, that's wonderful.
By the excitement in your voice, Bertha, and the expression on your face, well, whatever it is you heard must be wonderful. We'll learn more about this in a moment.
For white washers without red hands, the swing is back to Dove. Authentic door-to-door interviews give conclusive evidence that more and more women who've tried some of those no-rinse chemicals for their wash are going back to Dove. Listen to these reports.
June 19th, first poor Mrs. L.R., mother of two children. Husband repairs furnaces, has heavily soiled work clothes. He washes three times a week in machine, rinses once in hot water. Has tried some of the no-rinse products, but her hands couldn't take it. Came back to Dove for really white washes and real kindness to hands. Next call, Mrs. B.A. answered door. Was ironing stack of men's shirts, all beautifully white. Uses mother's washing machine, rinses twice. Has tried many washing powders, but always comes back to Dove. Likes way it treats her hands and is proud of her white Dove washes.
Authentic interviews like these prove the swing is to Dove. for white whitewashes without red hands.
Are your hands suffering from one of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day? Then change to Dove. Only Dove of all leading wash day products contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two proven detergents. That's why Dove gets clothes so white and clean, while it gives extra safety to colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. Dove does everything for white, white washes without red hands. Get Dove today.
Mrs. Bauer speaking. Oh, yes. Yes, Mrs. Chambers. What? Yes. Yes. Oh, why, that's wonderful. Well, did Bill know? He did. I don't understand. Maybe it just... Oh, I see. I suppose he didn't want to tell me until he knew for a certainty. Yes, I'll be over in the morning. Yes, of course. All right, Mrs. Chambers, and thank you so much for calling. Goodbye. Bill! Trudy!
What is it, Bert? What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong.
What happened, Bert?
Oh, wait till I tell you. Oh, it's perfectly wonderful.
What is wonderful, Bertha?
Well, I catch my breath. Bill Bauer, why do you keep secrets from me?
Huh?
Oh, I guess you wanted to wait until you knew for sure.
Knew what for sure?
Well, Mr. Chambers said something to you about it, didn't he?
About what?
Bill Bauer, you can be the most exasperating person. Now, hold your horses, but maybe if you give Bill an idea of what you're talking about, our new home, we're going to be able to get into it in another week.
All that?
What do you mean, all that?
Well, Chambers did say something to me this morning about it. Possibility of their getting an apartment in New York the first of next month. In which case, he said, we'd be able to move in sooner than we expected.
Why didn't you tell me about it?
Well, I didn't see any use in saying anything about it. After all, it was only a possibility.
Well, listen, folks. Mrs. Chambers just told me that Mr. Chambers had a long-distance call from a friend of theirs who found an apartment for them, and that it would be available the first of next month. So, Mrs. Chambers is going to leave. Get things in order and everything. And Mr. Chambers said he'd take a room in a hotel until he was ready to leave for New York. Isn't that marvelous? Well? Why doesn't somebody say something?
I can just picture us rattling around in that eight-room house.
Oh, Bill, you're such a wet blanket. You have a way of spoiling everything for me. You might at least try to be a little enthusiastic for my sake.
Believe me, Bert, I wish I could be. But when I think of the loan I made from Ted and the mortgage on the house, that wet blanket practically drips with water.
That's no way to feel, Willie. You bought the house. Nobody made you buy it.
Well, I sure was pushed into it.
Oh, now, Bill, that's no way to talk. You knew what a responsibility it was going to be. Oh, it's not going to be such a big responsibility. Why, with the way Bill's getting ahead in the agency, with the raise he's going to get.
What raise?
Well, you yourself told me you were going to get one.
Well, I can't remember saying anything like that to you.
Well, you did.
Well, anyway, the way things are, this just isn't the time to...
If we waited until what you thought was the time, we'd never get out of this place. This isn't such a terrible place, you know, but... I'm sorry, Trudy. I didn't mean it that way.
Okay, let's not talk about it anymore, huh?
Oh, I just can't wait. Just a few weeks and we'll be in a home of our own. And what a home. Just like the pictures you see in House and Garden. And how beautiful. Oh, I've got to call my mother. I know she'll be absolutely thrilled. You sure you don't want to take a ride over there, Bill?
No, not tonight.
You'll excuse me, won't you?
Sure, Bert. Go ahead. Call your mother.
It's, kind of close in here, isn't it?
I don't think so.
Oh? Well, I'm going out on the porch and get a little air.
Willie!
It's okay, Papa. I guess I should have tried to show a little more enthusiasm.
It isn't good, Papa.
Yeah, what can we do about it? What can I do? Like I was just telling Willie a little while ago, we can't live somebody else's life.
Papa, that's not the point.
I know, I know.
Why is it that men like Bill so often get the wrong kind of wife? Not that Bird isn't a good kid in many ways, but he's just not right for Bill.
I'm going for a walk. I'll be back in a little while.
Papa.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm beginning to know what that means. Just like you.
I'm going for a walk. I'll be back in a little while. Now, you think Bert would be a little afraid. Bill's drinking. Oh, Papa. What has Mater done to our family, to all of us?
Mater? My leaving. Your sister ain't done nothing. Nobody ever does anything to us.
That's the way you look at it.
Yeah. What we do to ourselves.
I can't see it that way, Papa. Sure, we're responsible for a lot of things that happen to us. But there are some people who have a way of bringing trouble everywhere they go, to everyone they're in contact with. Troublemakers. And that's my sister, Maya.
This comes direct from D-U-Z to Y-O-U.
White washes without red hands.
Yes, white washes without red hands. That does a special present to every one of you whose hands are taking a beating on wash day.
That's right. If you applied some of those no-rinse chemicals for your wash and noticed they were doing things to your hands, then try this.
Change to Dove's next wash day. Then ask yourself this question. Have you ever seen clothes so clean and fresh? Towels and linens so gleaming white? Colors so bright? Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful care for your hands?
You get more out of Dove's because more goes into it. Only Dove's of all leading wash day products contain such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two proven detergents. That's why Dove's gets clothes so beautifully white and clean, while it gives extra safety to colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. Dove's does everything.
So for white washes without red hands,
get Dove's today. It is a determined Maita White who insists upon seeing Dr. Hewitt, child psychologist, in the next episode of The Guiding Light, brought to you by the new Dove.
Put new Dove in your washing machine. D-U-Z does everything.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing.